Welcome back to another episode of the Motherfucking Lockdown Podcast. My name is Meesh Rose. I'm here with
Big Yovani.
And we are back at it.
Like a fucking crack addict.
So, it's been a while.
It's been a while, guys.
You wanna have our random conversation of the week?
Sure.
I mean, of the week. We're bullshitting. We bullshit a lot. We might have to just go to bi-weekly. I ain't gonna lie to you. As bad as we've been bullshitting. Random thought. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, you got a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, that I'm talking NBA.
NBA like related?
NBA conversation.
Paul Gasol retired.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Paul Gasol. He didn't retire. He just removed himself from the roster.
He said he's retiring, and he's going to be looking for a coaching job.
Really? Did he say that? I thought he said that he was just...
Nope.
Okay.
I
don't really feel anything about it.
I do. He's a Laker legend. I think we should not have a statue of him, but we should at least, you know...
Hang up his jersey?
Hang up his jersey right by Kobe's. what?
Hang his jersey up next to Kobe's? You think that they're comparable?
I mean, they won two championships together.
But do you think they're comparable?
No, but they won two championships together.
So did him and Shaq.
Yeah, but Shaq got his retired first, and then we had multiple around him. There's literally 8 and then 24, and then right by 8, there's a space. So, might as well. What he did for the game, a power forward that could basically do anything.
Lakers did retire pretty much everybody else, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, he was still a Laker legend.
Yeah.
He had a good run with the Lakers. So, I mean, he's going to be missed. He is getting old, so I don't blame him. And his rehab wasn't going, I believe, as he wanted
it
to.
What happens when you leave the Spurs, man?
You want him gone.
I did.
You wanted
that
him gone.
$12 million was bullshit. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, yeah, that's a little random fact that's in the NBA right now. I can't really think of another one. How about you?
Well, let's have a conversation. How do you think... do you think Luka Doncic could be MVP this year?
This year?
Now, I heard you already told me earlier,
yeah,
off camera, that you think he'll be a dark horse for it. But
a
do
dark
you think
horse.
He could possibly win it?
The only way he could win it, honestly, is if he gets the top seed in the West. That's the only way. Like, not even number two. Like, he has to be one. Just because how young he is.
How old is he? 21?
He's 20.
20.
We looked this up, remember?
Yeah, we just talked about it.
So,
do you think he could take Derrick Rose's youngest MVP title?
I honestly think he can, to be honest. Like,
how old is Derrick Rose? 23?
Derrick Rose was 25, I think, when he won it.
25? Jesus Christ.
Wasn't he? At 24?
Nah, because he was 2 years in the league. 2 or 3 years in the league.
He's just going to go ahead and look it up. I think it was 24, bro.
But I'm pretty sure it was his
just
like,
look up
2008,
age.
Third year in the league. He got drafted at, he's 31. Ugh, fuck.
Just look up MVP.
Wait, it's 2019. That was 11 years ago. He was 21 when he
bro,
got drafted?
Bro, just look it up, bro.
Oh, my God, bro.
Just look up MVP age.
I'm just going to look up.
He's doing too much. But anyways, I honestly think, I love Luka's game. I honestly do. I think he could be the best player outside of the USA, even better than Dirk, to be honest.
22.
So Luka has, what, two more years to win an MVP if he wants
to beat him out.
If he wants
two
to
more
beat
years
him.
And probably a little bit of nah, because D Rose turns 22 in October, so he would have turned 22 in October in the beginning of the season. So he was probably like 22 in like 8 months or something.
Oh yeah. But I love Luka's game.
And Luka is in February, so if he turns 22 that year and then goes in there.
I have some notes here.
We have a lot of notes, actually.
Yeah. Luka, so the game against the Warriors, so this was November 20th, 2019. Luka and the Mavericks faced the sorry Warriors. And Luka, by himself, outscored the Warriors in the first half.
Yeah, that's...
Like, by himself.
That's crazy.
He had 22 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds. And he got a triple-double let's see here, 35, 10, and 11, becoming the first player to record a triple-double, a 35 triple-double in 25 minutes or less. Like, that's,
I mean,
it's
yeah,
never,
that's crazy.
It's never been done. Like,
he said after the ass-whooping, the Warriors were so embarrassed about the loss to the Mavs, they said they won't watch any film.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys heard, but... what
Jesus Christ.
What Steve Kerr was saying, he said, and I quote, flush it down the toilet. We're not going to watch this film. Move on to Utah on Friday. Like, it was that bad. Like, they lost after...
That was what, 40... the worst loss in decades for them.
I think it was 1973. Since 1973. But it's kind of crazy how the league has...
Tanking Warriors. The Warriors are tanking after just last year being a finals. Not just a finals appearance confirmed. Like, not just a confirmed finals appearance.
But people actually
damn near a confirmed championship win.
Yep.
And the year later, they're fucking tanking. It's insane.
It's crazy. It's
crazy to look at.
But again, with the new lottery odds, you know, they probably wouldn't get the first pick. You never know. The Knicks thought they were going to get the first pick because they had, I think, the best chance or whatever.
But they're tied with three other people.
Yeah, and they didn't get it. So, I mean,
tanking too.
Yeah, but I love Luka's game. I really do think that in 2 to 3 years, he could be in MVP talks if his team is good enough.
Right.
I just love his game. Like, even with KP coming back, he has a lot of rust, but I think when he shakes that rust off, when he, you know, starts getting his groove, that team's just going to flourish. Because Doncic as a point guard, and then you just have KP.
Real quick, I'm going to double check something, but I feel like I know why Kristaps hasn't been playing as well as he could be.
Why?
He just doesn't shoot enough threes.
Enough threes?
Yeah.
Well,
he doesn't shoot enough threes, bro.
I don't know.
Let me go to a basketball reference real quick.
Depending on how that offense is being ran, you know?
Yeah, but he's a 7-foot walking fucking...
Double double.
Nah, he's a walking mismatch, dude.
Well, like, yeah.
You can't guard him.
He's 7'3", isn't he?
Yeah, 7'3". 7'3", walking fucking mismatch, bro. You can't guard him. It's nothing you can do.
Mm-mm. But
if you like, if it gets to the point where he has to like shoot over you, he can do that.
Yeah, but Marcus Smart was actually guarding him against when they were facing Boston. Marcus Smart's
been doing a really good job.
Yeah, and he couldn't do anything against him.
He's shooting the most threes he's shot ever, but I still want him to get around the 8 or 9 range.
Yeah, but again, he's coming back from Achilles.
That's true.
And he hasn't played for a year and a half, I think.
That's
so
true. That's very true. He only played 48 games the 2018 season, did not play the 2019 season, and this is his first couple games the 2020 season. So, but 6.3 three-point attempts, that's not enough. They need to do more to get him more involved. They need some more pick and fades. They need more.
Yeah, pick and fades, just like. Sure.
They just need to do more with him in the game.
Yes, but this is the future of the NBA. Like, we're witnessing it. Like, in 2016, with Giannis won, what's it called, Most Improved. Like, right. We're witnessing future. And I think, again, I honestly do think that that's going to be the future. I think we were talking about this earlier. Luka reminds me a lot of Larry Bird. And what did you say?
I said, well, then that would make Trae Young Magic Johnson.
So that would be a good...
Which...
competition, like, yeah, with each other,
which kind of fits because Trae Young is
flashy.
He not only is he flashy, he has great basketball IQ. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
They
it's
both
natural
do.
Basic.
Yeah, they both
great
do.
Basketball IQ.
So these are the averages for this season so far. Luka 29, basically 30 points a game, 10 rebounds, and then 9 assists.
Right.
Almost a triple double, and then we have Trae Young with 27 points, 4. Rebounds and then 8 assists.
8.7, so 9 assists.
Basically 9. So they're darn, like,
they're almost, really close to.
Yeah, them. They're almost averaging the same thing,
except for rebounds. And rebounds except is for not rebounds. Even a discussion. But he's a point guard.
He's a point. But the crazy part is Luka's almost averaging a fucking triple double. He averaged a triple double in 10 games. That's the fifth time anybody has ever done that.
Was 4 of them Russell Westbrook?
No, Russell Westbrook, LeBron, Oscar Robinson, and
so he's some the fifth other... person to ever.
Yeah,
do that. Not the fifth time anybody's ever done it.
My bad. Yeah,
you're good.
But yeah, this kid is just amazing. And to think that people and teams and GMs, you know, front offices people, they were scared to draft him.
Yeah, I mean,
I understand the stereotype against European
players. I mean, yeah. Darko. Wait, Darko was in college, wasn't he?
Darko Milicic?
Yeah.
No.
No, he was European, right?
Yeah, he's European, but
Did he play in college? Yes or no?
No.
So he's a European player. He got the number 2 pick. He played like shit. And ever since then, people have been scared to draft European players, you know? I mean, that's pretty much all it is. I think Luka and Trae Young are like 1A and 1B. You know? Like, I think they're so close that you really can't. I think they're Tim Duncan and Kobe. Like, they're both really fucking good, but they do things so differently, they're not really comparable. You know?
It's just a strange way to.
Yeah, man. So KP, he just needs to shoot more threes. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
That team just has to get better role players, honestly.
What, the Mavs?
The Mavs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'd like Jalen Brunson. I like Jalen Brunson.
I'm saying more, though.
I mean,
they need a wing.
I like Maxie.
Maxie Kleber.
Yeah. He's good. I like Dwight Powell.
Powell's good. He came back from an injury.
Yeah. I mean, more wings. They have Seth Curry, don't they?
That's not a. You need a wing defender, bro.
Yeah.
Who's going to defend, like, PG? Luka. You know? Huh? Luka's not a good defender, bro.
That's life, though.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
Are there really very many good defenders in the league?
Not really, but you can get a Trevor Ariza. Mm-hmm. You know? Out of Washington? What is Washington doing? Nothing?
Trevor Ariza?
Yeah.
Is on Sacramento.
He's in Washington, ain't he?
I swear he's on Sacramento.
I'm not sure. But, I mean, either or. I mean, is that team really going to need that player right now?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. So, we're just going to look at this. He's in the Wizards.
That doesn't say he's in the Wizards. That just says that's the last four.
Current team. Sacramento. They don't really need him. I haven't seen any highlights from him.
See, Sacramento has been playing like shit lately, so that's why.
Well, Star Fox is out. But Bogdanovich.
And their coach is ass. I don't know why they did that. They see how bad the Lakers were. And they're like, you know what? We want some of that. Fuck it.
But Bogdan, he's been killing it, honestly. Yeah,
Bogdan's good.
And he's been running the point, too, low-key.
Bogdan's so, good, bro. He's really good. Let's move on to something I really care about. Because Luka Doncic, that don't really... Oh, well, we can talk about John Collins. Yeah, let's talk about John Collins.
So, we are kind of late to this. We were going to do a podcast about this last week and the week before. So, John Collins suspended for 25 games for PD hormones releasing peptide. I think that's how you say it.
Let me read the...
Peptide? What it says.
Peptide.
So, growth hormones. Now, I have a question here that I put on this page right here. I said, should he got more games? Now, hold up. I'm just saying that because...
PDs is a real problem.
But, what's his name? From, center from, what's his name? DeAndre Ayton. He got suspended 25 games as well. For something that flushes out your system. They didn't find anything. It was just something to flush his system out.
Yeah, but I think what they have is... The thing that you're using to flush out is just as illegal to them as the PED itself because it flushes the drug out.
Yeah, but he could be flushing anything out. Weed, cocaine.
Those things are still not... Both of those things will get you 25 games.
I mean, that's what I'm saying,
Weed, I don't know. Probably, though. Weed will probably get you 25 games.
But again, like, PEDs are kind of like...
Something I think they're a little bit worse.
Yeah, something that the league actually has to address. Because there are some PEDs that, help
to
you.
To me, it's either you make PEDs completely legal and make them, like, make sure that everybody can get them, or you just don't do PEDs and make sure everybody knows you're serious.
Because every year they come out with new PEDs that the league bans.
LeBron used to do PEDs.
I think he still does.
Probably. He did PEDs in Miami.
For sure. But... There are PEDs that they banned, and then the next year they come out with new PEDs that they don't detect.
Right, and they can't detect it because they don't even know it's PEDs.
Yeah, they don't even know what it is.
Exactly. So basically, the way they did it was, I was watching the documentary, is that they just had to update their PEDs as the NBA updated what they knew about PEDs. Yeah.
But that sucks. That's
unfortunate. That's a hard hit to my Hawks. I love the Hawks now, by the way. I'm a big Hawks
fan. He's a Hawks fan. He doesn't even like the Spurs anymore.
I love the Spurs. They're my baby, but we on a break right now. We on a break right now. Because they bullshitting. Like, why are we celebrating Lonnie Walker getting 6 minutes? Why shouldn't Walker be getting 15? Why isn't Damari Carroll playing?
Hey, say that to the people.
Why isn't Damari Carroll playing? Why is Marco Bellinelli still playing and Damari Carroll's not playing? Why? Like, none of these things I understand. Why isn't Keldon Johnson getting any minutes? If we're going to be playing fucking Marco Bellinelli. I love Marco Bellinelli.
Don't act like he ain't win a championship, though.
He did. I love Marco Bellinelli, but if we're going to be playing him, we have to play Damari Carroll at the least. We have to play
Lonnie
Walker at the least. Like, come on now. Shit is ridiculous. Why the fuck is... Marco Bellinelli is getting small forward minutes sometimes, bro.
Now...
It's dumb.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But
we're gonna we on the John Collins still?
We're still on the John Collins. Cause what does this mean for the Hawks? What does it mean for them?
It just means that 25 games are pretty much gonna be a wash. They either have
That's gonna be a major setback for them.
Yeah, I mean,
it looked like honestly they were gonna make the playoffs. Now with 25 games, like
25 games, there's a big difference between 25 games and 50 games.
Yeah,
lose 25 games. I mean, you lose 25 games straight. So that's gonna put you in a terrible position.
So what if
25 games?
What if they go like 15 for 25? They win 15 games and drop 25.
And drop 10 of them?
Yeah, drop 10 of them.
Then that's good. When John Collins gets back, they're gonna have to work him back into the offense. Either way it goes, there's gonna be a period of
losing,
struggle. Not losing necessarily, because the Warriors had a struggle period and they never lost in that situation.
Like, who is Trae Young gonna set up? On that other team, Jabari Parker.
Who's been playing well.
He's been playing well, but he's been playing trash.
Don't get it fucked up. I think he's hot trash, and I don't think he's a good defender at all, and I think he's not great enough.
Kevin Herter is pretty good, though. I don't
appreciate you continuously interrupting me, man.
I just got to put my opinion out there. And you're not even looking at the camera, so look at the camera.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, then.
All right, so Kevin Herter, he's all right, but I just think John Collins is so much better. I think John Collins is probably one of the better young players on that team.
He's probably the second best player.
I think he's a top 10 power forward, definitely.
Top 10. Poof.
I mean, who else is there?
Well, yeah, I guess there's not a lot of good
shooting guard and power forward are the least deep positions in the league. Yeah. I mean, because power forwards, half of them are small forwards, like Jay Crowder and shit. And then.
Or the other half are centers.
Yeah.
Literally.
Can't really shoot that well. And then shooting guards. It's James Harden, Klay Thompson. Then there's a huge drop off, and there's like
Danny Green.
Nah, what?
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 Yeah.
No. Why are you not? Fucking dumb?
Why?
Listen to what I'm saying. Let me finish.
That's a huge drop off from those
two. Shut up.
Go ahead.
God damn, James Harden, Klay Thompson. Look at the camera. Bruh, can you shut the fuck up while I'm talking? Do you want me to strangle you on camera?
If you're looking at it, I'll be fine.
So it's James Harden, Klay Thompson, and then there's a huge drop off, and then there's players like DeMar DeRozan, Spider Mitchell, just players of that nature who are good, but they're not even close to the James Harden, Klay Thompson area, you know. Mm-hmm. So shooting guard and power forward are probably the two worst positions. Point guards, on the other hand, centers, small forwards, all of those are really deep. Situation.
To be honest, though, I would honestly put Spider Mitchell above DeMar. Right now.
Let's move on. Because you're obviously dumb. You want that shit?
But yeah, this is a big hit for the Hawks, and this is kind of make or break for them. To be honest, if Trae Young can lead them and win again 15 games and then drop 10, that'd be fine. But this is a big hit for them.
Luka.
Big Luka. He did that to the Spurs.
He did that to the Spurs last year, dude. He's been fucking us for a while. I ain't even gonna lie.
But what else do you want to talk about? I mean, we do have a couple topics here from a couple weeks ago that we can talk about.
Let's go on to the newer topics. Let's talk about Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose. Now, this is considered one of your favorite players, correct?
This is all-time probably my favorite player.
Now, I don't... I like Derrick Rose, but I don't necessarily follow him like that. But do you want to read the quote, since he's your guy?
Yeah, I'll read it. The quote was... Nigga, I see the quote.
I know, but it's supposed to be then, not 10. It's crazy.
His spelling is terrible. All right, so the quote was, "If load management existed back then, I'd probably still be with the Bulls." And it did exist back then. Ask my favorite coach in the league, Greggy Pop. This nigga used to rest everybody. He didn't give a fuck.
But they didn't call it...
They did. They called it load management.
They just call it DMP. Because I remember...
Coach's decision.
Yeah. Because Pop actually DMP'd Tim Duncan, and he wrote old. Do you remember that? Like, that's what he did. So they didn't call it...
I love Pop, bro.
they didn't call it load management. But yes, there was load management, but it was only for a selection.
And it wasn't a name brand. And
it was only for the Spurs, basically.
Yeah, I feel like it was pretty much just the Spurs.
Yeah, I think the Spurs started it, and they were just the only one that did it for, like,
which was years. The best time, because then people started giving a fuck about it once everybody else started doing it.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, playing for a coach like Tom...
Yeah, Thibodeau is terrible. Make sure you specify Tom Thibodeau.
Like, we were talking about
the worst coach in modern NBA history.
We were talking about this.
He did nothing but ruin careers of young players. Zach LaVine. He could have ruined Zach LaVine's career with that ACL tear. Jimmy Butler. I think Jimmy Butler could be a top five NBA player if he didn't have all those fucking miles on his body. Luol Deng's spine got ripped out of his fucking body because he played too much.
Like Mortal Kombat.
Like, because he played too much with Thibodeau. Thibodeau grinds your fucking players out too much, dude. It's ridiculous. The NBA season is 82 games. It spans over like seven months.
Yeah, and then because they went to the playoffs a couple of times.
Yeah, so it's 7-8 months. It's already enough of a grind, and then you add on to the fact that you're damn near playing 48 minutes a night, and that could frustrate the fuck out of a player and exhaust the fuck out of a player.
I mean, who wouldn't want to leave, or who wouldn't want to get him fired? You know what I'm saying?
He should have been gone. He's not a good coach. Literally any coach in the league. Dude, if Derrick Rose was with Greggy Pop, bro, he'd still be superstar Derrick Rose. He'd probably be the best player in the NBA right now.
He probably wouldn't be as flashy, though.
Nah!
With Pop? I mean, you know how...
Manu Ginobili!
Oh, okay. But Pop had to accept that. Pop...
He would have accepted Derrick, too. He would have had to accept Derrick, too. Derrick was in 08. By then, he learned that Manu Ginobili was Manu fucking Ginobili.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like you said, he was getting injured before he went to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So people should have been aware of not how
he had an injury. He had an injury history before he went
to the NBA. Yeah, but he had injury history.
And it was on his leg. And Tim Duncan still played him a bunch of minutes tonight, you know?
Tim Duncan?
Or Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau played him a bunch of minutes tonight, you know?
Yeah, again, he might be the worst coach in modern NBA.
Simply because not only did he lose, well, he didn't lose. And I won't say he was the greatest X in the nose, but I will say he was really good at ego management. Not only did he not do great in any of those categories, he also actively made your career shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he got fired from Minnesota, and look what they're doing now. You know,
like what? You know,
I mean, I don't know if Wiggins is gonna, you know, maintain this pace and these averages he's doing right now. But
I doubt it.
At this time, firing him from Minnesota is probably the best decision they made with their coaching staff. And Flip Saunders actually looks pretty good as a coach.
I mean, he's not bad. I fuck with him a little bit.
Yeah, he's nice. I like him. But again, yeah, if somebody load management Derrick Rose back in the day, if he didn't play all those minutes, if he didn't have to, you know, do what he was doing, jumping off the roof.
Jumping out the gym, he was going to do that anyway. But
no, I know, but I mean, I feel like he kind of like his body just broke down on him.
Because of all the fucking
minutes. The minutes, and then on top of how sporadic his game was.
Sporadic, I don't think is the word. I think more of like, he played with crackhead energy, bro. It's like he just explode and then like slow like down Brian. And then explode. And,
Brian.
Yeah, he played with crackhead energy, bro.
But, yeah, I think he would still be... Probably not with the Bulls. I don't know. But he would probably still be a good player.
Like
top five. Huh?
He's still...
You think so?
If he load management, he wouldn't have had as many injuries. He definitely wouldn't... he wouldn't have played in that last few minutes where he got injured.
Yeah.
And there would have been no reason to trade him because he still would have been really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You're right. So, moving on, what do you want to talk about next?
Carmelo Anthony. I pulled up his stats in Basketball Reference here.
Hey, and if you're not following our Our Twitter. Go ahead and follow it.
Twitter. We break NBA news.
Break NBA
news. Not as quick as Woj, but damn near as quick.
Like 5 minutes later. Like less than 5 minutes later. Like, we got sources as well. Like, we'll break news quick.
You know what I'm saying?
But Carmelo Anthony, I mean, I'm happy. A lot of people on our Twitter responded positively.
That's a fact.
Towards him.
That's a fact.
How do you feel?
Well, his opening night, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You can read the average. 14.
Yeah.
10 points. I mean, his 3-point shooting looked good. 66%, 2-for-3. That was that looked good. But 5 fouls and 5 turnovers, that's you basically had a 5-by-5 with turnovers and fouls, my guy. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
But his second game, it looked like he came alive. It looked really good. 18 points on 40%. And retain that 60% 3-point shooting. He probably didn't shoot that many threes, but nonetheless, that looks good. And dropped it down three turnovers and 2 fouls, 4 assists, which he had 0 of in the previous game, and 7 rebounds, which he only had 4 of in the last game. So he looks really good. I mean, the second game he looked really good. He doesn't look great, mm-hmm. but he looks like Melo from last year.
He just looks like he's going to be a great role player. I know when if Nurkic comes back this year, and when Dame's come back, he's not going to get a lot of those touches he's getting now.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be – he's probably going to average probably like 10 or 11 points, something like that.
Even though that, probably like 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Whatever. As long as he's helping, because I don't – as long as he's being productive, this is not going to be his last year in the NBA. Just being productive, doing his thing, no arguments with teammates about not getting...
No bullshitting.
Yeah.
Just don't bullshit.
And as a comparison, I have Dwight's first game here pulled up. So 10, or I'm sorry, not 10, but 3 points, 1 assist, 6 rebounds in 19 minutes. He had 0 turnovers, and he shot 68% from the field.
Which... It's not bad, but that's not really great for a center with the field goal percentage. Center should be about 75%.
Yeah,
that's a really good game for a center.
But you know, this was his first game, or when the averages of 10 and whatever. This was his first game. I think it was just rust and nerves and stuff like that.
But that second game when he came out.
Yeah, like Dwight has been on another level after that first game.
Yeah.
Against the Mavs on October 25th, he dropped 14 points, 4 blocks, 10 rebounds, and 8-for-8 from the field.
So, since he's been on another level since that first game, and he has had an upward trajectory since that first game, you're hoping that Melo has a similar trajectory against that
first game. Not as similar, because I can't see him being as dominant as Dwight is.
Yeah, but I'm saying position. A similar trajectory, not a similar...
Yeah, yeah. No, but yes. I believe, because, I mean, it's a low-risk, high-reward.
Yeah, so if Melo could end up averaging anything above 10 points, that's a fucking big W. If he could end up averaging probably around 6 rebounds, that's an even bigger W.
And then
if he can get that field goal percentage up.
3 assists, 4 assists?
3 assists, that doesn't really make a difference.
No, I know, but
it'll look nice on your stats.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know? So I think we're hoping for Melo.
I think the Blazers did have to make a move. Don't get me wrong.
Almost definitely. They were
But bad. I don't know if this is going to be the move that's going to put them over the edge.
See, they needed to get a big.
Because Zach Collins is out, and then Nurkic is out. They needed a big. They should have just got Joakim Noah if they wanted a big, because that's the only big I can think about.
Joakim Noah is a really good one. I think they should have got Joakim Noah, but it would have looked really weird if they had got Joakim Noah and Melo.
The thing is, too, even when the Lakers got Dwight, they were like, why get Dwight and not... Melo. We don't need Melo. We needed a center.
Why?
Because what's his name went out? Cousins went out. We didn't have a center. We only had JaVale.
Anthony Davis is a fucking center.
He doesn't like playing center, bro. You know that.
That doesn't make a difference. He's still a center.
Yeah, but...
Listen.
No, but do you understand why they did it, though?
It still really doesn't make any sense in my head, because you have JaVale McGee, you have Kyle Kuzma, you have Anthony Davis, you have... DeMarcus Cousins, who's probably not going to play this year, and then you add Dwight Howard to that. That's 5 bigs, and that's without DeMarcus Cousins, if I'm not mistaken. So that's Dwight, Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma's not going to play because we played him at center last year, and it didn't go good.
But he's still a big. He plays the 4 spot.
He plays the 3 spot off the bench. He doesn't play. Yeah,
but he's still a 4.
He's 6'9", bro.
He's a 4.
Bro,
played power forward his first 2 or 3 years in the league. He's a power forward, bro.
He's better as a small forward.
That doesn't mean he's not a power forward.
I know, but I'm just saying that it doesn't fit him. Like,
I think Melo's better at a small forward.
Melo, yeah, Melo's
and a he's small a power forward.
I don't know
why. I think Anthony Davis is better at center, but you say he's a power forward. It doesn't matter what he's better at. It matters what he actually is, and what he is a power forward center. He's not a small forward. Well, he could be a small forward power forward, but he's a power forward first.
Who?
Kuzma.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, why, if you want to keep this guy, because he can be a free agent next year, why would you be like, okay, you're going to be center, when he doesn't want to play center? So you get out another center, so he doesn't have to
that bang. Doesn't him not wanting to play center doesn't affect the fact that he needs to play center in order to be at his most successful.
No, I know, but he's going to play center. I think they talked about this. He said he wants to play center when it comes closer to the postseason and then in the postseason.
Which... Makes why sense. You get to choose and pick what
bro, let position. Him do him.
It's
let him do him,
it's
bro.
It's too much power that he has over
too much power, bro. Get your weight up. Bro, you far.
Yeah, I know it. Shut the fuck bro, up. Why'd you have to talk about it? Like, why you think I didn't know?
Bro, nigga, I knew. That's crazy. Continue. That's crazy.
You gotta anyways. Be professional, Jesus Christ.
Bro, you gotta be
you think at news desks, niggas don't fart at news desks? Shut the fuck crazy. Up, bro. Damn.
Anyways, if Melo can just hit a ceiling of 10 points, 4-6 rebounds, and 3 or 4 assists, he's gonna be an NBA player for a couple years. Well.
Yeah, but moving on. Let's talk about the best teams in the league, East and West. Let's go with East first.
East?
Yeah. Who do you think is the best Eastern Conference team in the league?
On this paper, we have 76ers.
You have 76ers.
I have 76ers. But to be honest, right now, I would say that the Boston Celtics are probably the best team right now.
I mean, on paper, technically, on paper, they are the best team in the NBA, I think.
Who I think...
They have the best record.
Yeah, they have the best record.
Yeah.
So. Not in the league, but in the East. But who do I think has the chance to be the best? I honestly do think 76ers. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. Well, their tell defense has been amazing so far. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons now hitting threes.
Yeah.
You know, that's another weapon.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
hit
I think
one,
that...
didn't he?
Huh? He's only one. One. Yeah. But to be honest, they're probably the longest team, pause, you know, tallest team in the NBA. They have... Horford, they have Embiid, they have Ben Simmons, and those are all front court, and then also we got a back court with Embiid. And then we have other great defenders, what's his name, Josh Richardson from Miami. So I honestly do think they probably have or could have the best defense in the league, just how long they are.
So to me, I would absolutely have to say the Bucks. They have the best player in the Eastern Conference on their team. Possibly the entire league. Debatably the best player in the entire
debatably,
league.
Yeah.
And a bunch of shooters around him. Like, what more needs to be said, really? They're one of the better teams in the league. Last year, they had 60 fucking wins. I mean, and they haven't really lost anything that they couldn't replace except for Malcolm Brogdon.
Which is kind of a big loss now with Chris out of the rotation because of injury.
That's facts. That's definitely factual, but that's not the point that I'm making. The point that I'm making is Brogdon was really good, and he's actually having a really good season for the Pacers right now. Yeah, that's true.
He's just a solid player.
But how many playmakers do you need on a team with Giannis?
No, I totally agree.
Before it starts to become a problem.
Crowded, basically.
Yeah, so my thing is, maybe they should have kept Brogdon and got rid of Bledsoe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But...
No, but the thing is, they had Brogdon coming off the bench, which is great, because then Giannis can rest from handling the ball.
Right. So, yeah, Bledsoe, I think, would be the one I would get rid of. But they had to get rid of somebody. Somebody had to fucking go. And obviously the team viewed Bledsoe as better than Brogdon, which is a respectable opinion. I don't personally agree with it, but that's a respectable opinion.
He was averaging 40, 50, and 90. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fact.
It's only been done like 7 times.
It's a fact.
So, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, they gave an extension to Bledsoe. They could have honestly used that money instead of giving it to him, just give it to Brogdon.
I would have gave Brogdon the extension, yeah. But I don't think they were capable of giving him that extension. I think that was the, like, remember how the rookies couldn't?
Because that was 2016. Yeah. He was in the 2016 class.
Yeah, he was in the 2016 class, and then he
got they might have been able to do it. Nah, yeah. It would have had to, they would have had to do it in the beginning of the season a couple years ago. Yep. Yeah, so I don't think they were capable of giving him one. They would have had to give it to him in the free agency.
Yeah.
In the free agency. But if you try to give it to him and he declines it, and then you're just fucked and you didn't give it to Bledsoe, and Bledsoe's unrestricted,
you know? He's feeling a type of way because you didn't want to invest that money.
Yeah,
yeah.
So no, then you're in a bad position. But to me, though, I definitely would have got Brogdon.
Yeah.
I mean, Brogdon's rookie of the year.
But I do want to give a little shout out to the Raps. The Raps, people thought they were going to fall, but you got to remember, even without Kawhi, they were still one of the top teams in the regular season. In the regular season, yes.
In the regular season. I mean, they used to get bullied in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Only by LeBron, though. Exclusively by LeBron.
That's what it was called. It wasn't called Toronto. I mean, it was called LeBron.
Exclusively by LeBron. Nobody else really bullied them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, they pretty much ran through or had a seven-game series or a good series.
Yeah.
LeBron, on the other hand, was like their kryptonite. And I think that's a DeMar DeRozan thing. And a DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry thing. But Kyle Lowry might have a new confidence after playing with Kawhi.
Well, he's a champ now, so don't get it fucked up.
New confidence. But...
And then they got Fred VanVleet, you know?
Big cock. Fred Van Skeet. Nigga, he was nutting all over Steph Curry in that fucking finals.
As for switching everything, that's so embarrassing, bro. That's really embarrassing.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the Raps.
I want to give a shout out to Miami and Atlanta.
I actually had on one of our sheets here, I said, is Miami going to be a threat in the East? Because they have, like, rookies and undrafted players playing, like, fucking great. Dominant. Yeah, great role
Bam
players.
Adebayo, who I've been saying is a really good
You know what's crazy? Bam Adebayo right now has a fifth best odds to win MVP. Like, really. Like, real talk.
I mean, Bam's been playing his dick off, man. No, like, Bam,
yeah, definitely. And then they have Duncan Robinson. They have Tyler Hero.
One of Spurs' favorite players, Duncan Robinson.
Huh?
Duncan Robinson's one of the Spurs' favorite players.
And then they have Tyler Hero. They have Jimmy. They have Chris Dunn, I think his name is, right?
No.
No?
Not Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn's on Chicago.
His last name is Dunn. What's his first name?
Nigga, fuck am I know.
That's crazy. But you know who I'm talking about. If you know NBA, you know who I'm talking about.
If you fuck with Miami, you know who he's talking about.
But yeah, that team looks pretty great. I mean, Eric Spoelstra has to go down as probably one of the best.
Kendrick Nunn.
He has to go down one of the best, you know, what's it called? Coaches in the modern NBA. It's like Pop and then him, to be honest. If you really want to keep it true.
Doc Rivers, he's really good.
Yeah, but he's only
he's
won
a
one
really good coach, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he's only won. If we just doing the ring thing,
he's only. How many has Spoelstra run? Three? It's only two more.
No, he's won two because the one with Miami in 2006, Pat Riley was a coach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was an assistant coach. Two. Well,
I mean, two. Yeah. He's only run two in comparison to one.
Yeah.
How many more championships is that?
Okay, so it's Pop, then Doc, and Eric. Same level?
Pop, Doc, Spo. Not same level. It's Pop, drop-off, Doc, drop-off, Spo. Well, it's Pop, drop-off.
It's debatable.
Pop, drop-off, Doc, Spo.
It's debatable.
That's what it is.
It's debatable. It's debatable.
Everything in the NBA is debatable.
Except Pop being the best coach in the league for decades.
They can debate it.
They can't debate
it. They can debate it.
I'm not even a Spurs fan.
Listen.
You
can literally debate anything in the NBA, bro. Yeah, bro. You don't have to win every debate, but there can be a conversation.
So, who would you say?
No, it's Pop.
All right.
You're going to lose the debate, but there can be a conversation.
All right.
Bitch.
Damn, just prove my point. Anyways. Prove
my point.
Who's the worst team in the East?
Oof. That's a hard one.
Charlotte? Right now.
Charlotte.
Charlotte's been balling, bro.
They suck, though.
They suck, but they have that rookie that's been balling.
Yeah, I mean, PJ Washington's good, but.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other person. I forgot his name. They have a rookie.
I mean, he's... Yeah. He was in the G League last year.
You know what I'm talking
about. He's not a rookie. I know who you're talking about.
But he's been balling. Like, that team actually looks fun.
It looks fun. They're not good.
They're not good, but they have an upside. And I have the Knicks as my worst team in the East.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a good one. The Knicks. Wizards could be there.
Wizards, yeah.
The Cavs.
The Cavs, yeah.
Any of those teams can really
I mean, the Cavs beat New York, so... So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're averaging fewer than 100 points right now, the Knicks are. They have terrible expectations of their own team about getting free agents as well as where they're going to go. Dimitri actually said, hey, they're going to end up signing Julius Randle and a whole bunch of fucking
scrubs
for
a bunch of money.
And what happened? They did that.
You know, and then you know what else I said? I said Kevin Durant's going to the Nets.
And then what's crazy
in June.
What's crazy is, too, that he was saying...
Or not June, May.
He was saying... or not that he was saying, but what's crazy is that they got a whole bunch of power forwards and just signed them. Like, I don't even know who their point guard is.
Dennis Smith Jr.
He was out for a minute because of some family issues.
Yeah, then his like sister died or something.
Yeah. Frank Ntilikina. Yeah. But he's booty.
He's a defender. He can defend.
He's a defender. Yeah, he's a defender.
He's like a slightly worse Andre Roberson.
RJ who?
Andre Roberson.
Who we haven't seen in like two years. Where the fuck is Andre Roberson?
Bro, yes. Like, what happened?
Bro, where the fuck is I? Like, he got has like there
been
injury.
Any, has there been any injury reports on him?
I don't know.
Update?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I completely forgot about him. He went down in like two years ago. 2 years ago, yeah.
And he has not been playing.
That's crazy.
We don't know where the fuck he is. He tore his ACL 2 years ago.
Well, he should have been way back then.
I mean, back this year at the very least, probably back last year mid-season, which is what they were saying.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's been gone for so fucking long, dude.
He could have probably helped them
2017-2018 season.
He could have probably helped them against the Portland season. Portland series.
Dude hasn't played in 2 years, bro.
That's crazy.
And then the funny thing is, last time he played, he only played half the season.
Well, he got injured.
Halfway through the season. So he's been out for 2.5 seasons, bro.
That's crazy.
And he's not, and it doesn't look like he's coming back. Shout out to Roberson, man. He's fucking Rachel Demeter. Rachel Demeter?
Yeah, from 2K.
Yeah, she fine as hell.
Bro. But I think worst team right now for East is the Knicks.
Yo, hold on. Real quick. Let me send a message to Andre Roberson. Hey, man, get in touch with us. DM us on Twitter, on Instagram or something. Like, get in touch with us. Come on the podcast and explain where the fuck you are, bro.
I mean,
where
are you? You got nothing else to do.
Like, where the fuck are you?
Has he been on the bench? Like,
I don't think so.
At least Boogie is on the bench, and he travels with the team somewhat.
I haven't seen him. It's so there's always something that I get, like, amped up about in every fucking episode.
Is there, like, a missing report for him going on? Like, we have to search this.
There was an update 7 hours ago about where he was. Yeah, 6 hours ago. No. Wait.
Probably says 7 months ago.
7 hours ago. Uh-oh. Latest OKC Thunder Roberson update. And it's so fucking weird, bro. Where the fuck is he? At no time during the offseason did the OKC Thunder ever indicate Roberson wasn't gonna start the 2020 season.
Bro, I don't know. We need answers. We definitely need FBI, answers. CIA, if you're listening to this, we need
NCAA,
answers.
Somebody.
NCAA.
NAACP, please somebody find out where the fuck Roberson is. Good God. What were we talking about, though? Western Conference teams? Worst team in the West?
Worst team in the West. Knicks.
West, I said.
Oh, West?
Let's move on to the West, and then we can talk about the best
team. I'm going to go with the Lakers. I got to.
I said worst.
Oh, worst?
That makes sense, though.
Worst has the Sacramento Queens. They fucking suck.
I mean, the Warriors Queens are still there.
No, the Queens suck. They literally...
The Warriors are still there.
No, I know, but the Queens, right, they were supposed to... make the playoffs. There were literally, what, like a couple
stop
games?
Stop disrespecting Sacramento, douche bucket.
That's the Queens, bro.
You gonna stop calling them that. They moved past that.
Anyways, defensive rating right now is 25. 25th in the league. Bro, that's disgusting.
Bro, this shit is just funny, bro.
Their offensive rating is 24th in the league.
They're 6-7, which is better than my Spurs and better than the Warriors.
Where are they at right now?
Ninth?
That's
actually really good. That's what they were last year.
No, they're...
Wait, are they 6-7? They might not have updated this.
I don't know. But they suck. Literally, they hired Luke Walton that was trying to fight a fucking sexual assault case against one of the reporters for the Lakers. So, fuck you.
Luke Walton sucks any fucking way. Like, how do you look at the Lakers last year and be like, you know what?
Oh, yeah,
their coach is really fucking good. Like, where do you see that anywhere,
my guy? They are a 90 at this time. But... literally, it looks like they took two steps back. And the worst part about it, what's his name?
De'Aaron Fox.
He got injured.
Yeah, so he's out.
So he's out. And then Bagley's out.
I mean, Bagley wasn't really all that great anyway.
Bagley was straight, though.
He was straight. He wasn't that great. I mean, but I'm just going to have to go with the Warriors. 3-13, that's really fucking bad.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect it.
I mean, the
Blazers. I respect the Ryan. But 3-13, that's just really
And then bad. Also, you got the Blazers there. The Blazers were literally Spurs in the Western too. Conference Final.
Yeah, last year.
Literally. Yep. What happened? They only lost Enes Kanter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had Nurkic for most of the season last year.
No, I know. Yes, but they still made it to the Western Conference Final.
Yeah, but it's different, though, because they had Nurkic. They had Mo Harkless. Where the fuck is Mo Harkless?
Yeah. He went to the
Clippers, right?
Yeah, he went to the Clippers.
So they had all these defensive bigs. They had all these good players. They lost Enes Kanter. Zach Collins went down. They have Hassan Whiteside right now. And he's fucking butt cheeks. And they just signed
Miller. That's a used Buick that they got sold. A used Buick.
So it's just all bad for them right now. I can't even be upset at them. This is just not really. Shit isn't going well.
No, yeah.
Best team in the West.
You got to go with the Lakers.
I just watched the Clippers last night.
I respect
it. So to me, it's between the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Rockets. Those are my three best teams.
Okay, I will say
the Nuggets. The Nuggets are 10-3, but they just haven't looked good to me.
No, Jokic has not looked good at all. Like, I thought that he was going to go, like, from here to MVP.
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought he was going to take that. I said last year that Jokic could be an MVP candidate next year.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But he came in, like, that media picture that came out.
He's fat.
He just looks like he got bigger. And you know what's crazy? He was playing for the world in the World Cup for his team. Like,
fat.
No conditioning, no, like, what happened? Like, we need answers to this, too. But, yeah, I think the Lakers are the best team. We got, like, the best defense. It's either us or the Jazz, one or two.
So, I'm thinking it's Lakers, Rockets.
No, you gotta pick one.
All right, then I'm just gonna go with the Clippers. I just watched them last night. That might be, like, the most, biased. That's the most recent thing on my mind. So, it could be that. But they just looked so fucking good last night. It was just wild to watch. Pat Beverly was hitting shots. Paul George was hitting shots. Speaking of Paul George, let's go into Paul George's, this Paul George segment that we have going on.
We have one?
We do have one.
I don't like Paul George anymore, guys.
He absolutely hates Paul George. It's fucking comedy to listen to. Paul George
was my favorite player after KD.
Go on your tangent. I want you to go on your full tangent and
Okay, so KD left. He was my favorite team. He did what he did. Or my favorite player. He did what he did. So he stopped being my favorite player, right? I had all his KD, like, Nike jerseys. Or not jerseys, but shirts and shit. I bought shoes. That. No, I never bought any KD shoes.
Nigga, you just bought shirts?
Yeah, all the shirts.
Like 25 bucks! You wasn't investing really anything.
I was supporting
Continue.
Him. Anyways, so then I was like, okay, I gotta get a new favorite player. And then I got Paul George. Paul George was my favorite player. When I found out he was coming to the Lakers, I was hyped. I was excited.
Found out he wanted to come to the Lakers?
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. So, found out he wanted to come to the Lakers. I was very excited. Turns out, Mr. PG, Mr. Playoff P, was plotting. He was plotting.
Was he plotting?
He was plotting, bro. So, apparently, in 2017... with Kawhi when he was a free agent, where, you know, he could have signed anywhere, he wanted to go to San Antonio and play with Kawhi.
I wouldn't.
He said, and I quote, "I wanted to be traded to San Antonio. We wanted to go to San Antonio first, and it did not happen." Yeah. And then he goes on to say, "As far as the Lakers, I wanted to go to LA. They didn't make that happen. They didn't put anything together." So, in the back of my mind, when I became a free agent, that was still in the back of my head. To that, I gotta say, we're not gonna offload all these picks and shit for you if you're not, like, an AD type player.
And to that I say, what is an AD type player?
Bro, AD
type player. He's not.
That's a general talent, bro. Generational talent.
But you're saying that, but he's only made the playoffs, like, once in his career.
It's twice.
Twice in his career. He's never made the conference finals. He's never come close to a finals appearance. He never took anybody really that great except for Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum to a 7-game series.
Can I say
what something? Has he ever done to make you think that he's such a great talent?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Everybody knows how much I hate Chris Paul, right? Mm-hmm. Chris Paul, I hate him. Chris Paul never made a conference finals except with...
he made one.
I know. I said except with Houston. But he was
still... And he took it to seven games.
Hold up. He was still regarded... Before that happened, he was still regarded as the best point guard
He was a perennial playoff player. He made the playoffs every single year.
No, bro. It's the same shit he got.
No, but did he make the playoffs every year? Huh? Yes or no, did he make the playoffs every year?
I will neither confirm or deny that.
The nigga made the playoffs damn near every single year of his career.
I don't care, bro.
Anthony Davis never has made the playoffs in his career, bro, except for like twice, bro. Like, where is he coming? Where is all of this? Oh, Anthony Davis is such a great player. What is this coming from? Like empty stats?
Bro, he was playing in the Smoothie King Arena, bro.
Like, who gives a fuck where he was playing? So was Chris Paul.
Chris Paul? No, he wasn't. What are you talking about?
He played for the Pelicans.
I do know that, but...
He didn't play in the Smoothie King Arena.
But he wasn't that good either.
I mean, but shit.
He was still like... He only played in New Orleans for like, what, 6 years?
That doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that Paul George became... Wait, how long has Anthony Davis been in the league?
Since 2011.
2011, that's 9 years, right?
No, I don't think 2011. I don't know. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
So, he's been in the NBA for so long and has only made the playoffs twice, but he's regarded as such a great player. He's never been a DPOY.
He's been in the conversation.
But he's never won. Has he ever won DPOY? Has he ever... What
2012.
What big accomplishment has he ever had?
Big accomplishment? Probably just all the All-NBA...
When was the closest he's ever... How close was he to ever getting MVP?
To that I say, bro...
No, that's the question. No, answer the question. Don't say to that I say... Don't ask my question with a question or answer my question with a tangent. Answer my question. How close has he ever been to being an MVP?
I don't have probably
top five. Top five. That was the year that he had Boogie. Wait, let me finish my tangent.
No, bro.
No, listen. And that was the year he had Boogie and Rondo, right? When else has he ever been a great player? He's never been a great player. He's never shown me generational talent. Generational talent makes the playoffs.
Bro, no, bro.
Generational talent makes the playoffs. No, I'm retarded because I think that generational talent can only be measured by playoff success or being able to be in the playoffs.
Bro, no.
I'm stupid for that?
Yes.
Okay, explain to me why.
Watch. So you're saying that...
I'm listening.
What's it called? How'd you put it? Where was he in the MVP race, right?
Yep.
Nobody cares about if you did not win the MVP.
That wasn't my last point.
Nobody cares about that shit. Nobody cares.
I do.
The first loser. You care about the first loser?
Of the MVP? Yeah.
Why? They didn't win
because MVP. They were good enough to be in that conversation to win the MVP.
Nobody.
Anthony Davis has never been good enough to be in that conversation to win the MVP. His team has never been good enough to win the MVP.
Nobody's ever going to talk about, oh, he almost made MVP, so that's a award. You think he should get an award for that? You think he should get a medal? No. Why? Because that's stupid. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay, go ahead.
Isaiah Thomas was third in MVP voting.
Thomas was averaging like 14 points in the fourth quarter every game.
No, yes. But does anybody remember that?
Yes!
Does anybody care about
Boston that? Boston fans remember that. Boston fans care about that. What do you mean?
So if Boston fans...
Isaiah Thomas fans care about that. Up. Everybody cares that he was close, that he was good enough at one point in his career to be close to winning the MVP.
Okay, but how long did it take him to get there?
It took him a while.
Okay, then.
What's the point?
The point is, you think...
I'm not talking about Isaiah Thomas. I'm talking about AD in comparison to Paul George.
Bro, but you're bringing up stats saying he's never been...
Bringing up stats. Nothing that I said was statistically based.
No, but you kept on saying, oh, where is he in the MVP race? Where is he? So I'm bringing up Isaiah Thomas as an example. Dude, if people cared, if Boston fans cared, if Boston...
They did! They were riding his cock that entire year!
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
If Boston... If the front office cared that he got third in MVP...
He broke his hip!
So? They still would have
been... What do you mean, so? He broke his hip! He's damaged goods at that point, so get him out of here! What do you mean that... That your argument against Isaiah Thomas is so invalid.
How?
It's so invalid because you're saying, oh, it doesn't matter that he was an MVP candidate because nobody cares anymore. Of course nobody cares anymore because he broke his fucking hip and now he's playing like shit. He's playing good now. He was playing like shit for like 2 years. So of course nobody cared because he was playing like shit. But now that he's back playing good, they're saying MVP finalist, MVP, top five MVP race, Isaiah Thomas. Like shit like that. He was close to winning MVP. He's going back, and the people will say he's going back to that MVP caliber form.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, watch. What happened? What happened with Gordon Hayward?
He broke it. What happened?
He exploded his leg. That's what happened. Okay. And then he was playing
Gordon Hayward was never an MVP runner.
No, but he was playing bad, so they could have just offloaded him.
No, they couldn't. He had $25 million. They couldn't get any. They couldn't do anything with him. Isaiah Thomas had a tradable contract.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, though. They don't care about that shit. If they care so much about that, they would rehab him. They would try his hardest to get at least see what he could do instead of training him.
He had a tradable contract and Kyrie fucking Irving was available. When you have a player, check this out. When you have a player that broke his fucking hip, right? And you have the opportunity to trade him for Kyrie Irving, what are you going to do?
And what happened?
What are you going to do?
No.
Answer the question.
They traded, right?
What are you going to do if you have
trade,
a player?
Trade.
You're going to trade him, right?
But what happened? Nobody won in that situation.
That doesn't matter. That's not the question. Okay. Fuck that.
Anyway.
Moving on to the... No.
No, yeah.
Attack my next subject. My next subject was he's never been a playoff contender. He's only made the playoffs twice in his career, and I don't even remember his first time.
He got blocked by the Warriors in 2015.
Okay, go ahead.
So when he actually had good players, when he had Rondo and Boogie, what happened?
In 2015, what happened?
In 2015,
who he had?
Nobody.
He had Jrue Holiday, right?
Bro, Jrue Holiday at that time only defended.
Okay, so wait. He had that player,
and that was
right? In 2015.
Yeah.
So what happened in 2016? Because he had that same player.
Huh?
He had that same player, but better in 2016. And 17.
How do you know?
And 18. Because you can visibly see it.
In 2017,
that's when they made the playoffs again. But that's when they got Rondo and Boogie. They had to put together the fucking Infinity Stones for this nigga to even make the fucking playoffs. Are you serious? No, and now he has to go with LeBron to make the fucking playoffs. Who people say is the best player in the league and possibly the greatest player of all time. Arguably.
Oh, no.
So you're telling me that your so-called generational talent, AD-like player, has to go with what people say is the greatest basketball player of all time to even make the playoffs? Are you serious? Are you fucking kidding me? And you're telling me that this is a generational talent? No, he's not. Paul George literally has made the playoffs for 90% of his career. I'm pretty sure close to 100% of his career. Matter of fact, this nigga's made the playoffs damn near every season since he's gotten the league. And you're telling me that he's less good than Anthony Davis? And then, not just that, he's been winning in the playoffs. Winning in the playoffs.
Not
making
really.
The Eastern Conference Finals. Making the semifinals. Getting past the first round. You're telling me that this individual, and if he didn't get past the first round, it's a 7-game series. And you're telling me that this individual is not a generational talent?
Is that what
you're saying? Yes.
No. You know what a generational
talent is? And you think that Anthony Davis is a generational talent?
But do you know what that
yes,
is?
Yes, a talent that's once in a generation.
Yeah. Paul George literally went with Kawhi. Same player.
Right.
That's not generational talent because it's the same player.
Anthony Davis is not a generational talent, bro.
Who else is like him?
Who else is like fucking Giannis?
That's a generational talent player.
Who else is like LeBron? Luka Doncic.
That's
not a generational talent player.
Who?
LeBron. LeBron's not a generational talent player?
He is.
Do you think he is?
Yes.
Okay, then why do you think that Luka Doncic is similar to him?
What? No, I don't.
Luka Doncic is similar. You said Luka Doncic.
Wait,
Luka Doncic is similar. Wait, let me get this off.
You got me.
Luka Doncic is similar to LeBron James, but he can't be a generational talent because he's still in this generation.
Hold up, you got me there. I do not think that LeBron and Luka are the same player. Remember what I said earlier?
Bro, don't bullshit now. Don't try to backtrack now.
Whoa.
You're backtracking now because I caught your ass.
No.
Luka Doncic is the same player as LeBron James, except he's just not as physically dominant.
He's
a better shooter.
Remember what I said in the beginning of the podcast when we were talking about Trae Young and Luka? I said he's like Larry Bird.
And I don't agree with that.
Why not?
Did Larry Bird ever average a triple-double? Did Larry Bird ever come close to it?
He never.
How many assists did Larry Bird average? Probably like seven.
Look it up.
I definitely agree that he probably averaged a lot of assists, but he never averaged nine. He never averaged 10.
So? What does that mean?
That means that he's not nowhere near Luka. They're totally different.
So Kobe and Michael, they don't have the same averages. Probably like five off of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're still the same player.
You think that?
The closest player to ever live to Michael Jordan is Kobe Bryant. That's facts.
Right. So therefore, but they're in two different generations.
No, but I'm not saying
Michael Jordan was started in the 80s. He retired the year that Kobe came in.
No, he didn't.
He retired in 97.
Kobe came in 96. We're talking about
I don't even count that shit.
No, but he actually retired in 2003.
I don't even count that shit.
But okay.
I really don't even count that shit. That was just a 50-year-old man trying to make some money.
But he was getting buckets.
But he was just shit. He was shit though. It was bad to look at. But like I was saying, Michael Jordan is a generational talent, and then Kobe came, and he's the next generation of that talent. There's nobody like Michael Jordan or Kobe in the league right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, DeMar DeRozan, but he's not.
Bro, get off that.
He's not nowhere near as good as Michael.
No, but what Kobe and Michael had is that killer instinct. They were gonna dominate the game in every way possible, so you could lose and you could see Kobe and Michael.
DeMar does that.
DeMar does not have the killer instinct. Like
he's clutch.
He's clutch.
And he is in close games, at the end of the game, you can give him the ball and he'll get you a bucket.
He is clutch. I would say that, but again, he does not have that.
But to me, killer instinct comes with clutchness. No, if you're clutch enough, you can have killer instinct.
But literally, when LeBron came in, he was just like this, like a little scared like
Kawhi.
Kid.
Kawhi is like a small child.
Who?
Kawhi. He was like a small child when he first came to the league.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not first in the league. He's already been in the league.
Right. Oh, you're saying when LeBron comes when he comes around.
That's what I was saying. He just goes like this.
He becomes a child.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean,
like Kobe never had that. Kobe never had a player that he got scared of. Tim Duncan. He was never scared of Tim Duncan.
He loved Mondo.
What's it called? He had
Tracy McGrady.
He wasn't scared of Tracy. He wanted to face Tracy. He wanted to, when he saw Tracy come into his building, he wanted to kill him. You know what I'm saying?
I won't say that DeMar doesn't feel that same way about LeBron. He's just sometimes scared. Nah, it's not even that. It's just he might just sometimes fall into the back. I don't know. I'm not gonna have this discussion. My discussion is, I think that Paul George is better than Anthony Davis, or is more talented.
If you're starting a franchise,
Of course you go Anthony Davis because he's 25 and Paul George is like 28.
No. But when they first came out of college, who are you taking?
Paul George.
Crazy.
Paul George has made the playoffs. He's been making the playoffs consistently.
Call someone. Like last time, remember? That's
the only person that I can call doesn't like me to call him on podcast. Who? So, Kazar, he don't like me to call him on podcast.
Well, call somebody else.
I'm not. But it's just a known fact that.
All right, then.
You just know. I just take Anthony Davis over.
No, bro.
I'll just take Anthony Davis.
Hey, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know who you would take.
I mean, of course, everybody's going to be like, oh, we need more Anthony Davis. But that's because he's a big. Paul George is just, I just think that Paul George has proved himself to be better. Look, Anthony Davis just listens to people tell him that he's better. That's just what it is. That's what it is, dude.
Hey.
I mean, I just want to let the fans know,
whoever's listening, we can get into these arguments and we're still going to be cool.
Like, we're gonna get into these arguments.
We get into these arguments a lot, like off camera, like when we're talking about basketball, and we just get into arguments. Like
yeah, I'm a very animated individual. Yeah.
So don't think like this is just us bullshitting,
right?
Or, like doing this because you know what I'm saying.
The camera's on. But
moving on.
No. I think we should close it up.
We'll talk about the RJ Barrett thing real quick.
But I think we should close it up.
All right,
we'll talk about the RJ Barrett next episode.
All right. So we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Wait, real quick. We're thinking about doing a Christmas special episode.
Thanksgiving.
And we might do a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, well, you might be in Chicago.
I am going to be in Chicago, but we can do the episode early.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
All right, so anyway, like, who do you think is the biggest barbecue chicken in the league right now?
Barbecue type chicken?
Type shit. Those are the kind of questions. Okay, so we were thinking about having a Christmas episode where we watch Christmas games. And whilst we did the podcast and talked about them and talked about what we seen and shit of that nature, and then we would post it the very next day.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's what we're gonna do for our Christmas episode. Then I think we might do another episode for that Monday, or we'll do an episode
Friday
or Wednesday or something like that, and do an episode for that Monday as well.
Yeah.
Because Christmas falls on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, this year. So we'll have an episode for you Friday and Monday. Just to toss some extra content in there because we'd be bullshitting a lot. Pretty much that's it. My name is Meech Rose. This is Big Yovani. You can follow me on Twitter at MIECHROSE. And I don't ever want to hear you tell me that I should stop spelling it, because you still spelled my name wrong on this script somewhere.
I don't remember where, but you spelled my name wrong on this clip. Ask Michi. You spelled it M-I-C-H-I-E. There's an E in between the I and the C.
You see the other misspelled word, so don't act like
I... Yeah, you suck at spelling. All right, so, and this is Big Yo Vani. You can follow us on Twitter at...
The Lockdown Pod.
And
my pod, or my pod. My Twitter is at Big Yo Vani on Twitter. Again... Follow us. Breaking news. We got ESPN sources. You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, everything.
Hey, if you're listening to this,
go watch our YouTube.
We had an episode edited and ready to go out, but we didn't have an intro and outro and stuff like that. So we're still working out the kinks.
Yeah, we're working out the kinks, but we're gonna get that shit done.
Most likely, this one we're recording, you can actually see. You know, most likely this is gonna go on YouTube for sure.
Right. The full hour and 5 minutes or whatever.
However long. Yeah.
So just and make sure you hit us up on Twitter in the DMs. At us, any of that.
Yeah, if you want us to talk about something, if you want us to talk about your favorite team, if you want to talk about a situation, just hit us up.
A couple of you guys are actually our real life people, so you can hit us up anywhere in any situation. Snapchat, Instagram, text us, anything.
If you really
want to talk about anything, you can get to us, but we would just prefer
Twitter
to our podcast DMs in specific. We're gonna make sure those DMs are open for you guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We are the Lockdown Podcast, and we out.
Peace.